You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now for a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Mike Tenura of T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon, Dave.
There's a saying that rain makes grain, but I have to tell you, after May and June, is it going to stop anytime soon?
Unfortunately, it doesn't look like it's going to stop in any meaningful way over the next 10 days or so. But we will say that the intensity of rain does drop off once we get beyond tomorrow. So we'll still continue to see rain for a while. And the main reason is that we still have a warm front that's situated from Missouri through southern Illinois and into Indiana at the moment. And as we move into tonight and tomorrow, a new thunderstorm cluster will develop along that front and then ride to the east and northeast, affecting a large portion of Missouri, central and southern Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, including a lot of areas that are too wet now and a lot of the same areas that received heavy rain over the last 12 to 24 hours. Interestingly enough, we probably have already set the record for the wettest June on record in the state of Illinois, and that goes back to 1895. So we can say with some confidence that this is a very unusual period for June, and it will very likely go down as the wettest in at least 121 years in Illinois. We're not quite there yet for Indiana and Ohio. We need about 1 3/4 of an inch of rain over the next, say, 3 to 4 days to set that record. We've already seen about a half of an inch to 1 inch over the last 12 hours, so records are in jeopardy to the east of Illinois as well, but we only have confidence saying that Illinois will have broken a record.
So the soils are saturated, and they need to dry out some, so we need some combination of heat and or wind. Are we going to see any of that?
Well, we're going to turn a lot cooler. That's kind of the opposite of what you need as far as temperatures go. As we move into tomorrow and more so on Saturday, a very strong cool front sweeps through the Corn Belt, and that will turn temperatures unseasonably cool across most of the Corn Belt over the next 7 to 10 days or so. We do look for some warming to begin once we get into the July 4th weekend, but the only problem there is that warmer weather will interact with the wet soils that we have to make it easier than normal for rain to recur. And on top of that, just to add to this, the cool weather usually leads to some drying simply because the atmosphere turns stable and it's hard to make rain when it's cool. The situation we have coming up for next week is that it will be cool at the ground with temperatures only topping out in the low to mid-70s, say, across Illinois. But as you move up in the atmosphere, say 1 to 2 miles high, it will end up way below normal there. So you set up a real strong temperature change from the ground up to, say, a mile or two up, and that will make it easier than normal for thunderstorms to form, even though it's cool. So we're just going to look for rounds of thunderstorms every couple of days all the way through the 4th of July.
What about the El Nino effect? It's a strengthening El Nino from in the spring. Does that also contribute?
That's a great question, but we don't have a great answer. There's only really been 1 year since 1950 in which an El Nino lasted a long period and strengthened throughout the entire year, and that was in 1987. 1987 also was wet, but it was also warm. To this point, we haven't been quite as warm as 1987, and that is yet to be seen how it'll play out through the rest of July and August.
What else should we be concerned about before we let you go?
I think the main thing to watch is what's happening in Canada. They've had a very dry period for a long time now. They've basically been in a drought across a large portion of Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba, excluding the Peace River watershed, which is an important grain area, and an oilseed area, too. But except for that small region there, it's been very dry for a long time. Drought is worsening with very little rain on the immediate horizon, and we're looking for record-breaking heat starting up the next couple of days. So not the best of situations for wheat and canola in the Canada prairies. And even some of the wheat in the Pacific Northwest is also going to see extreme warmth as maturation continues.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
Mike Tenura of T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. And that is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey.